News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Just over $462 million has been approved for the payment of judgment debts for the 2018-19 financial year. Attorney General Marlene Malahu Ford says payments amounting to just under $78 million were made to claimants as at the end of May 2018.
If the amount provided is insufficient, we will seek additional funds with a view to satisfying the obligations that arise in the financial year.
Payments were made for personal injury, false imprisonment, unlawful seizure by the police, constitutional redress, medical negligence, assault and battery, and accidents involving government vehicles. Meanwhile, Mrs. Malahu Ford noted that just over $1.3 billion was paid out by the government for judgment debts for the 2017-18 financial year for matters including false imprisonment, malicious prosecution, assault and battery, unlawful seizure of property and personal injury matters. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says Chinese firm Sinohydro has been recommended as the contractor to upgrade the vacuum distillation unit VDU at the state refinery Petrojam. Answering questions on the project in Parliament on Tuesday, Dr. Wheatley noted, however, that no agreement has been signed with the Chinese firm to execute the project and no money has been spent for the upgrades to start. Dr. Wheatley added that another bid for the project was received from U.S. engineering firm Beck in April and is currently being reviewed.
I am advised that to date, the review of the U.S. engineering firm's estimate unearthed some deficiencies which have been acknowledged by the firm, and the task force is now awaiting an updated estimate from the U.S. engineering firm in order to complete validation.
The upgrade of the vacuum distillation unit at Petrojam is being undertaken as the first phase of wider plans to upgrade the refinery. Ground is to be broken for the Jamaica Gansu Special Economic Zone Industrial Park in Nain, St. Elizabeth in December 2018. Chinese entity Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, JISCO, is undertaking the project, which will bring overall investment of $6 billion to the Jamaican economy and generate approximately 60,000 jobs. Minister without portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, Mike Henry, made the disclosure while providing an update on the project in the House of Representatives recently. He says the phased development of the park is slated to get underway in January 2019 to be rolled out over the next 2 to 8 years.
With a projected overall investment of $6 billion, inclusive of expansion works at JISCO, there's no question of the scale, the developmental scope, the economic imperatives of this project.
Features of the project include a high-technology zone, economic and trade zones for manufacturing and processing, expansion and modernizing of the applicable port and rail logistics facilities, as well as research and development parks. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Registrar General's Department, RGD, to assist persons with disabilities to secure birth certificates under the National Identification System, NIDS. The service will be facilitated through the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD. Executive Director of the JCPD, Dr. Christine Hendricks, says beneficiaries will get assistance to cover the cost of the assessment needed for the birth certificates.
It will cost the project, but the government has put aside special funding. We know that persons with developmental disabilities and autism and so on, the assessment process being done by clinical psychologists and so on is very costly. And so for those who are unable to pay, there will be assistance to help them so that they can then get their birth certificates and get whatever assistance else would be needed.
Dr. Hendricks is encouraging persons with disabilities to register with the JCPD in order to access this and other benefits. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
And me no know when me a come back.
Then Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course.
Then my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and them will alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now that I go save time.
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system, NHF Quick Prescription.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.